The catastrophic fires in Washington state underscore that 2026 is becoming one of the worst years for U.S. wildfires in at least a decade. There have now been more fires and more acreage burned at this point in the year compared to any year in the last 10. And Europe is struggling with its worst wildfire season in recent history. With fire seasons growing longer, early detection is critical to preventing small flames from turning into devastating infernos. Special correspondent Ben Tracy of Climate Central shows us how artificial intelligence is now being used to spot fires faster, and sometimes before anyone even sees smoke. It's part of our series, Tipping Point.
Lift off of Transporter 17.
When this rocket blasted off from the coast of California in July,
vehicle was pitching downrange.
It carried a new weapon against wildfires. Minutes later, three new satellites began their mission.
Firesat 1, separation confirmed.
They're called Firesat, the first of a planned fleet of 50 satellites, solely dedicated to detecting new wildfires anywhere on Earth within 20 minutes of ignition. Even one as small as a beach bonfire.
Yeah, just drop it a little bit so we can just check the gasket.
Down here on Earth, but still high in the mountains above Denver.
Yeah, I'm moving out.
Two technicians with no apparent fear of heights are checking a pair of eyes in the sky.
What are those things up there?
There are two Pano AI cameras. They're sitting on top of that cell tower.
Arvind Satyam is co-founder of Pano AI, a San Francisco-based startup that's deployed more than 1,400 high-resolution cameras in 17 states across the country.
So this is one of the cameras. These are a 6-megapixel. They're on a swivel.
They're a powerful new tool for firefighters, using artificial intelligence to detect fire starts early so they can be contained.
What specifically is the AI doing?
The AI algorithms being run continuously on that imagery to say smoke, not smoke. At nighttime, we're looking at heat signatures, so heat versus cold.
Once the system flags something, a human analyst reviews the image and alerts fire agencies in a matter of minutes. Just outside Denver, West Metro Fire Assistant Chief Brendan Finnegan says these cameras give him a critical advantage, speed and a precise location.
So having those eyes that can alert us well in advance of potentially a 911 call really make it a valuable tool for us.
Is this kind of a nice to have, or do you feel like this is a must have given the number of wildfires you're seeing?
I think it's a have to have in our toolbox now.
Climate change is fueling an increase in hotter, drier, windier days, creating a potent mix for wildfires. According to Climate Central, some areas in the West now experience 2 additional months of fire weather each year compared to the 1970s.
So this is all of our cameras.
Cal Fire Chief Philip Salig oversees California's own system of more than 1,200 AI-enabled cameras called Alert California.
This is where the AI had detected something.
He says 50% of the time, these cameras have detected fires before anyone calls 911.
And in 3168, outside fire Bravo response.
One of them spotted this fire near Fresno 20 minutes before the first emergency call came in.
So you got a huge head start.
Correct.
That fire was quickly contained.
At Cal Fire, one of our missions is to suppress 95% of our fires at 10 acres or less. This system helps us in accomplishing that goal.
How much do you trust this system and what it's telling you?
We trust it enough that when we receive that detection, we're already starting the process of sending resources to it. The fires that this system has helped us dispatch resources to are the fires that you don't read about in the papers, the ones that you don't see.
Because the AI, eyes in the sky, saw it first.
Yeah, it looks like both the cameras are working good.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ben Tracy with Climate Central.